Here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to In the Spotlight with Jill Nicolini on Business Talk Radio, where we take your business to the next level. Welcome back to Business Talk Radio. This is Jill Nicolini again today, joined by Scott Nasciarelli, founder and leadership coach at Clear Insights Coaching. How are you today?
I'm great, Jill. Thanks.
All right. So I've spoken to you before. Some of our listeners have heard of you before, but not everyone. So give us some background. I know you're from the D.C. metro area. And tell us about your Harmonic Leadership Coaching programs.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so I live outside the D.C. area in Northern Virginia, and I've been working with leaders now for about 10 years, helping them to step into their full presence as a leader, lead more authentically, and lead with greater ease so that then they have less stress, greater satisfaction, and they avoid burnout. And with that, we have harmonic leadership, which is allowing them to connect with the power of their heart. You know, so many of us are really in our heads a lot and thinking, creating a lot of stress. But so I help them also leverage the power and intelligence of their heart. And that's the reason for the harmonic piece of it, the harmonic leadership.
Now, what got you into this career? Give us a little bit of your background. We need to hear it.
Sure. So I was in the airline business for a long time, almost 25 mm-hmm. years, and traveled all over the world. I always worked in airports, and my last assignment was overseas in the Middle East. Realized that I didn't want to move up in the corporate world anymore. I really wanted to connect with people at a deep level and help them step into the best that they can be. I like to say step into their greatness. Mm-hmm. That's what connected me with coaching. And I kind of joke and say coaching, the coaching process coached me out of my corporate work and into this work. And that's what I do now, work with leaders all over the world and help them be the best that they can be.
Pretty amazing. All right. So I think this is our show number 5 now, isn't it?
This is, yeah.
All right. So that means we're going to, the topic for today will be about the Harmonic Warrior Awakening Retreat. So you'll give us some insight on the travel shift's perspective, if you don't mind.
I am, absolutely. So a little bit of a different spin this week. We're going to still talk about creating that harmony within. And because so many of us have not traveled for the last month.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I want to ask you a question, Jill.
Sure.
You know, when you travel, how do you find that it might shift your perspective, or what do you walk away with when you travel?
Well, you mean before or after the pandemic? Please, you got to specify
before,
here.
Before the pandemic.
Oh my goodness, I would just always be so, it would make me happy. I feel so joyous, and it reminds me of my mom traveling, because I did a lot of traveling with her. You know, she unfortunately passed 3 years ago, but honestly, I just feel that it's amazing to see the world. And someone like you, I'm very envious of, who's been to how many countries?
Just over 80.
Okay, yeah, just keep rubbing it in. I maybe been through like 8 countries. That's it. But still, it just makes you feel so many different things. And then you can appreciate so much more when you return, depending on where you go. It's like, wow, I have this and I have that. Some people don't even have these type of means. And I sit here and I complain about things sometimes, you know. When I remember I went to Puerto Rico, went to some of the outskirts one time, and I said, I can't believe people are living in poverty and we're not. So it puts things into perspective, and a really good perspective that I think really makes you appreciate what you have more and makes you be a little kinder to people. But travel always brings out, I think, the best in me. But it's been, you know, about 6 years now that I've traveled because I have children. So one day I would love to get back into that as well.
Definitely. With them, so that'll be a whole different perspective,
that
right?
That won't be as, yeah, that's not, if I'm going to be honest, but that's just not the funnest perspective, but yes.
Right.
Go ahead.
But you'll get to see it from their perspective, and that's, I think, the biggest thing for all of us. You just mentioned it, that travel does shift our perspective and allows us to see things from a different light.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so great. So, you know, when we could travel, we naturally learn about people and places.
Yeah.
As you just mentioned, we learn about ourselves. If we're traveling with somebody else, we learn about them, the good and the bad sometimes,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
So we get to know ourselves pretty well and come back with a different view of maybe our life here, maybe an appreciation for certain things.
Yeah.
And I was talking to some clients recently who have just traveled during this time, and they said, wow, I didn't know how much I needed it. I didn't realize how much I missed it with some of the things that they were just saying. And so what we're going to talk about today is traveling, but another thing that I do here at Clear Insights Coaching is I facilitate these retreats, and they're called Harmonic Warrior Retreats or the Awakening Retreats, and we hold them in the Sacred Valley of the Incas in Peru.
Wow.
So it is an incredibly magical place. You know, people say, oh, is that near Machu Picchu? It is.
Okay.
It's about a couple hours away, and it's just amazing. So that's what I think we'll talk about today, if that's okay.
Yeah. So when was the last retreat that you had to Peru? When was it last?
That was in 2018.
Okay.
And we were scheduled to do one last year, but then things changed a little bit. So it was 2018. And 2020, well, that's not going to happen. So we are going to start doing them again in 2021.
Fantastic. So how many people, I mean, are you expecting? I mean, what did you have back in 2018?
They're small groups, so they're 8 to 10 people,
okay,
which is great. And so what I can do is I give a little bit of an overview of what these weeks are like, because they're quite magical. So we arrive in not in Machu Picchu, we arrive in the Sacred Valley, Cusco area, and they're one-week trips. They're really transformational in that we are out there in nature, so there's a lot of connecting with nature. There can be, for those that want it, we have camping and non-camping trips, but there can be some that involve camping. Some hiking could be day hikes and or multi-day hikes. So we're really out there learning a lot about ourselves. So there's, you know, mm-hmm. it can be physically challenging sometimes. They're for men and women, and we have experienced mountain guides with us who know this area really well. They know the Andes Mountains. They know the ancient Incan story, the philosophy, all of the history that goes along with it, which is so powerful. And we have a shaman with us the entire time. Wow. So what I like to say is that we're bringing in the best of, say, the North or Western teaching and philosophy, and with the coaching that I do through it. But then we have the local indigenous perspective, where the shaman is there doing ceremonies and sharing with us like his insights and the ancient Incans' philosophy and ways of being. And so we combine both together. It's incredibly powerful, in addition to being in this place that is so magical and so spectacular. I mean, it's just breathtaking.
Yeah,
and
well, for those of us that don't know much about the ancient Incans and, of course, the Sacred Valley, would you mind elaborating as to why it is such a magical place?
Yeah, so it's the area where Machu Picchu is, the lost city of the Incans, which was discovered in the early last century. And it is one of the, you know, one of the most recognizable places mm-hmm. in the world. And it is also a protected site. So that city itself is just an amazing experience to go to. There's a lot of tourists there, but it's a great place to be. But that entire Sacred Valley of the Incas has high mountains, and then you have this valley which has a river running through it, and just a lot of sites that have a lot of history. There's a lot of spiritual connection. There's a lot of positive energy down there and in that area. And the Quechua, which is the language of the Incans, the original language of the Incans, is very interesting. That language was only a love-based language. It never had any words associated with death or with killing or with hatred. So their culture, their entire culture was around discovery and learning and really being the best that they could be. And then when the Spaniards came in there, I think about 500 years ago, 600 years ago, they unfortunately were, you know, removed from where they lived. And there's only a few of them that are left now that live high up in the mountains. But it's one of the seven wonders of the modern world, Machu mm-hmm. Picchu in itself, and that whole area has become such a popular tourist destination that we thought it was just the best place to go for something that involves transformation and an awakening.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened. It's, you know, people, it gets them out of their life, right? We're talking about traveling, shifting mm-hmm. perspective. So it gets them out of their life in a very unique way. They might be on the camping and hiking trip where they're challenging themselves physically, but they're outdoors in this spectacular nature. They're energizing themselves. And then once we get to our campsite, after a little lunch, we'll take a break. And then we'll have a workshop, coaching with them, the participants, sharing and learning. As I said, we have our shaman with us, so he's performing a ceremony. So there's always something that's happening, which is in the spirit of allowing us to learn more about ourselves, mm-hmm. but in a very different environment.
Beautiful. So I'm assuming this is somewhere that you like went one time and just fell in love with it. How did you get your love and fascination of this one of these wonders, of these seven wonders?
That's a great question. So the interesting thing is nothing happens by chance. And what happened is back in 2016, I was co-facilitating a retreat in Bali in Indonesia.
Oh,
and that retreat was for coaches.
Okay.
Right? So you'll have to follow the bouncing ball as we go along here.
All right.
And in that retreat, at that retreat, one of the participants and I, we were discussing about, we just had a lot of mutual interest. He is a coach. And so he and I put together these retreats. And we decided that we wanted to, our idea was to bring people into nature to have some sort of a connection with the local people, the local perspective. And initially, we thought we would do it here in the United States and do it somewhere in the West with Native Americans. That was our initial idea. So we were starting to look for places and people that could do this with us, and we weren't finding it. Mm-hmm. And then we thought, okay, let's look at Central America. We didn't find anything. And then he said, well, I know a friend who knows somebody who has worked with this person in Peru. And he had been in Peru years ago, and I had been in Peru probably 20 years before. So I never thought about going back, quite honestly, because I had been there. I had kind of done that. And that's what happened. We went in 2017. We did our first one. It worked so well that we did a second one in 2018. And now he's doing something else, so we're not doing it together. But that's fine, because now I partner with the person down there who puts together everything, and he's got a lot of experience, more than 25 years of experience as a mountain guide and working in this area, and has all of the history and all of the from Ollantaytambo, the ancient city that's there, which is the kind of the gateway to Machu Picchu. So he knows the area so well. His name is Eddie, and together we'll be doing these starting again next year.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really does shift perspective. And the people that the participants that have been on it, I mean, I'll give you just a couple of words that some of them have said.
Sure.
You know, one said, you know, we're coming back with an experience that we can't explain, and because of this trip, we now have something bigger to share with the world. I can't even put it into words, but I know that people will see it and feel it. And somebody else said, this trip was about stepping into my truth. I feel like I experienced the true nature of reality in such a deep way. I don't think that I can't unknow what I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really such a powerful awakening for all of us that were on this, including myself, because each time I go, I learn more. And I've been back quite a few times to plan for the next trips. But I wanted to mention this, particularly since it's our last show right now, and that it is part of what we do here at Clear Insights Coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And it does tie into creating that harmony within us. So it ties into the whole harmonic aspect of what it is.
Perfect. And you said you mentioned it's usually about 8 or 9 people per group. And how many groups are you hoping? I mean, in the past, how many groups have actually gone on these type of retreats?
So we've done 2. We did 1 each year in 2017 and 2018. The goal is probably to do 3 or 4 next year. So thinking once, I would say once a quarter, but there's some periods of the year where it's just not good because it's too cold.
Yeah.
And their season is reversed. So about 3 or 4 in 2021 is the goal.
Fantastic.
During the season.
All right, before we take our commercial break, Scott, give us the best form of contact for you.
Sure. The website is clearinsightscoaching.com. Email is info@clearinsightscoaching.com. And on the website, you can receive a PDF, Thriving in Change, which are some tips and ways to deal with change in our life, which has never been more important than what we're all going through now.
Great. And we'll be right back then after this quick commercial break.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to In the Spotlight with Jill Nicolini on Business Talk Radio, where we take your business to the next level. Welcome back, Scott. In the process of talking in regards to your upcoming 2021 retreats, and it's exciting to to hear more about. So, let's move on to our next, part of our page. I'm looking at your sheet right here.
Yep.
So please, let's continue.
I can say one more thing about the retreats. Maybe just who should attend. I could talk about that for a minute, and then we'll go on. Is that okay?
Perfect. Of course.
Okay. So, people might be saying, well, why would I want to go on this? So it's really a great opportunity to do a reboot in our life, in our entire life, because when you put yourself into a different environment where the focus is on awareness and creating change in our life, so there's that intention it's dramatic what can happen. So some of the things that we do, you know, dive deep into our belief system. What is it that is holding us back in our life to go to radically transform our lives? Maybe people have experienced shifts in their life. It could have been, you know, a relationship change. It could have been a job change, or they're at that place where we've been talking a lot in these last shows about asking the question, what's next? All right, that's a perfect place to go to receive the answer to what's next in our life. And those are just some of the reasons why people could find attending these Harmonic Warrior Awakening retreats to be so powerful and such a benefit. And with that, we could go on to the next piece.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. So I thought we would talk about just a review of what we've done over these last few shows. And it is the harmonic leadership and harmonic career coaching. And what we do is we leverage the power of the person's heart and our inner knowing. And we were talking a couple shows ago about how sometimes when I'm talking with a coaching client, could be a leader, and they're telling me about a situation that's happened with them. And at some point they might stop and they say, you know, I had a feeling that was going to happen, or I had a feeling that really wasn't the right way to go. And then I'll say to them, and what'd you do with that feeling? Well, I didn't do anything with it. You know, mm-hmm. It was just a feeling. But we talked about this, Jill. It's always more than just a feeling. There's much more to it. And so when we can really start to connect with those feelings and that the intelligence that we have that's not just coming from our head, it makes decision-making so much easier. And it can make our life easier, creating less stress, therefore much happier. And I want to share a story, if I can, about a client and what recently happened, because I think this is a real-time story. It's all happening during these months, and it's something that the audience can probably really identify with.
Absolutely.
Okay, so back in January, he's in a major major corporation, and they started going through a reorganization, as happens often in a lot of major work companies. And the position that he was put into, while in the same location, really wasn't what he was loving. Had a lot more administrative responsibilities, and he's more of a person that's out there with the people, kind of in the operation, meeting them and exchanging ideas. So he knew he wasn't happy, and he started having this feeling that this isn't for me, and I need to make a change, but I'm not sure when, and I'm not sure where. So he's asking himself that question again, what's next, right? But he didn't have an answer. But he knew he wasn't happy. And so then COVID happened, and I think it was probably middle of April, he accepted a 3-month leave of absence. Company was looking to reduce expenses, so they offered leaves of absences to people. He took a 3-month leave of absence to do what? To shift his perspective. So we sometimes travel to shift our perspective, but during this time, we couldn't really travel. So he said, let me just get work off of my plate and have this space to think and to maybe answer that question of what's next. Well, it worked because this all happened now last week. The job was eliminated, and which is not a good thing, but he was offered another position. And it actually matched the exact vision of what he was thinking he should be doing, which is to get back more into an operational type of role. It's in a different city, but that's okay because he's open to the adventure. So without having to put it out there too much, he did put it out there energetically, but he didn't really work for it, right? It happened, and he's embracing it. And what's really unusual is that during this time, he actually got a raise out of it, which is good on top of that. And his place that he owns, he was able to find without even putting an ad out there. He had two people come to him and say, hey, you know what? I'm moving to your city. Do you think I can rent your place starting October 1st for a year? And he's like, wow, that's fantastic. And then somebody else said, hey, my parents are coming into town. Do you think I could rent your place in the month of September? So it was like pop, pop, pop. Everything just fell into line. You know, fell into place without him asking, without him doing anything. And what I want to emphasize is that he realized that he had that feeling that things were kind of off earlier in the year. He was asking that question, what's next? He gave himself that break. He confirmed that. And then when the opportunity came, everything lined up absolutely in the best way possible, particularly in a time like this where there's so much uncertainty. So I thought it was just a really interesting story to tell about how he connected with the strength of himself and the harmony. He created that harmony within that we've been talking about, and everything worked out perfectly.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I thought it was a nice way to kind of round out the fifth show, right?
No, absolutely. And we still have a few minutes left, so
okay.
Add to good. Whatever else you'd like. Yeah, we got to talk about you and, of course, your company.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me tell you, so we're talking about trusting our feelings, trusting our intuition, creating that harmony within. And I was just on a call with a client a couple hours ago, and he was talking about how he overthinks things and how he causes so much more pressure in his life and so much more stress than he really needs. So I have this short story I want to tell that it has nothing to do with anything about leadership. It's mm-hmm. just about my life, and this is so ridiculous. But I think it proves how we always have these things happening in our life where we can pay attention. And so here's the story. You want to hear how crazy this is?
Yeah, go ahead.
I had to go and buy a shower curtain in a store. I just wanted to buy a new shower curtain, right? Fine. I bought the shower curtain. Something told me, hey, go take a look at some towels. I didn't need towels. Go take a look at towels. Okay. I don't know why I did. I bought some towels. Good thing that I bought the towels, because what I didn't realize is that under the sink where some of the towels were, there was a leak that I had never seen. And I didn't know it was there, and it was getting worse. Oh. And so this is an example of us being in that flow, being in that momentum where we're not second guessing ourselves. I could have said to myself, no, I don't need towels. Let me just get the shower curtain and get out of this store, because I don't really like to be in stores.
Yeah.
But I followed the intuition. I followed that urge to buy the towels. And good thing, because I identified a leak well before it could have become a real problem. You know, yeah. On the second floor, it starts going through. I mean, it could have been an issue. That's one story. The other one also involves leaking water, which is quite interesting. I was running late. I was getting ready to go out of the house. It was heavy rains outside. And something told me, go to the back door, like the sliding door. Go to the back door of the house. I did. When I looked up, there was water that was coming through. There was like something wrong with the caulking. Water's coming through and leaking into the house, which again could have been a real bad problem because I was going to be gone for the entire day. So I took the time to stop, to fix that and to get in the way. But just like when you pick up the telephone and somebody's calling you, you say, you know what, I was just going to call you.
Yeah, it's
I was
that
just
intuition.
Thinking about calling you, right? Mm-hmm. You can identify with that.
Yeah,
so this happens to us all the time. And that's what we're doing in the harmonic leadership work is, in addition to all of the practical work around being a better leader, you know, time management, prioritization, delegation, mentoring, communicating, listening, all of that, it's also trusting your own intuition, trusting yourself, and not disregarding it, but really considering it and as a valuable way to gain information to make decisions.
Beautiful.
There we are.
And there we are. So let's talk about your best form of contact information again.
All right, it's clearinsightscoaching.com. That's clearinsightscoaching.com is the website. The email is info@clearinsightscoaching.com. And as I said, on the website homepage, you can receive a complimentary PDF on thriving in change, ways to thrive in your work and in your life. And it's never been more important than now.
Fantastic. And I wish you the best of luck. Hopefully we'll be in touch again one day in the future. And maybe I'll come on that retreat next year. We'll see how it goes.
I would love it. Come to Sacred Valley with us.
All right. Thank you so much, Scott. We do appreciate your time today, really. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Please stay tuned. We have more Business Talk Radio coming up right after this quick commercial break.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to In the Spotlight with Jill Nicolini on Business Talk Radio, where we take your business to the next level.